Majority Republicans passed a transportation package out of the Joint Finance Committee last week that was praised by their own leaders for bolstering state highway projects. Governor Doyle had pared back on some projects and transferred $500 million from the transportation fund to bolster shared revenue and schools.
To say that one area of the budget is going to be just exempt from any, not only any cuts, but in fact they're going to get more money, does not make sense to me.
Specifically, Governor Doyle says skimming $100 million off new vehicle sales tax revenue to deposit into the transportation fund is short-sighted.
They have essentially said that we're going to do all of this right now, despite our budget crisis. We're going to do all of this, and we're going to in future budgets commit the general revenue of this state that would be going for education and basic services to the road fund. And I do not agree with that, and it's exactly the kind of thinking that got us into this mess. Let's take care of our immediate need politically and everything else that's in front of us, right in front of us right now, and let's sort of worry about how we pay for it tomorrow. And that is what I am going to do everything in my power as governor to see that we get away from that old way of thinking.
The Republican plan still takes $500 million from the transportation fund, but Doyle says under the GOP plan, ongoing school aid of $100 million is curtailed. The joint finance plan also freezes funding to local transportation programs. Doyle says he's concerned that shifts tax hikes onto local governments. The joint finance committee takes up shared revenue and K-12 funding this week. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.